you know, you want boys to think just because they're maybe not in a, on a development squad or a minor squad or even under 21 squad, that that doesn't mean you can't make improvements and you can't catch the boys that are. And again, to the boys that are on them squads, that it's not the done deal. Just because you're there doesn't mean you're naturally going to graduate to be a senior footballer.
Mm. Kind of stepping into the shoes, Ryan McMenamin, a man that didn't play minor as well. What is it about Tyrone and cornerbacks?
Don't know now. I'll not be comparing myself to Racy just yet. Yeah. But we're just trying to improve, I suppose, as best we can.
Yeah. So did you think this day had come around?
It was always that's what you're always aiming for, you know. Always thought it's going to come. Years go by and it doesn't, but you're always saying next year we're gonna do it.
And what's the difference, do you think, this year? What's brought about?
I suppose a combination of things. We've just we've a lot of players just at a good age level. Things have just building on from last year. We've been fit to build on, whereas a lot of years back we got till a Ireland semi final and we just didn't manage to really progress the following year as well as we'd liked. Mm. So we're trying to build a wee bit and a wee bit of luck with us as well. We've managed to get this far.
Yeah, and I suppose Donegal have been your nemesis for a good few of those years as well.
As with Donegal's been most people's nemesis over those few years. They've been the better team in Ulster really since 2010. They've been the team that's been setting the benchmark constantly since then.
Very close. You haven't been that far away in any of those games, you know.
We were close, but if you don't actually get there, you know, it's not really any consolation to you.
Yeah.
It's all about winning at that stage, you know.
Yeah.
Getting close isn't really worth it.
The most recent of those was last year in Ballybuffet. A game that, you know, when you look back at the stats, maybe you should have won.
I suppose we had chances to win, but, you know, we didn't take them. It's a learning process for us, so we had to improve on that. Learn to take our chances when we get them, and, you know, some of the chances maybe we give them, the scores that they missed as well as some of the scores they got that, you know, we need to be fit to do better against.
Yeah, but I know from listening to Mickey Hart and speaking to him and listening to you players talking afterwards, you took a lot out of that game and it stood you well later on in the qualifier.
Yeah, we were fit to build from there. You know, we knew there were chances in it. You know, we knew where Donegal were in All-Ireland series at that stage, how close they were. So we knew that a little bit of work would get us closer to the top.
Hmm. Tell me, you're facing them again now in the final. Were you expecting to meet them in the final?
I suppose you always, at the start of the year, you were looking, with the way the draw worked out, it was more than likely going to be Monaghan or Donegal. They're the two Division 1 teams. They've been very close this last lot of years. It's very hard to pick the difference between them.
Mm.
They've had a few interesting battles, all right.
You've played Division 2 football this year. You've beaten Division 2 teams on the way. Is it a concern to you now, or is that a challenge that you're now facing, you know, a Division 1 team for the first time?
It's not really a concern. There's nothing we could do about it. We've played the teams that we've been up against, and we're in Ulster finals. It's the first Division 1 team we've played. Donegal are by far the best team we'll have played this year. But that's what you're going to do, you know. That's the way you want to. You want to be playing better teams, and Donegal is one of those teams.
Three games played so far. Big win the first day against Derry. Very big win. Bigger than most people expected. Nearly got caught the second day against Cavan. And you think, is that a part of a learning curve maybe that some of the younger players have to get, that, you know, you can take no team for granted and you have to go and give it a rattle from first minute to the last?
I don't think it was a case that we took them for granted. We just didn't execute everything we wanted to as well as we would have liked and as well as we know we can. But yeah, the young boys and for most of the boys in the squad, an extra championship game is great. You know, it gives them an extra game on their belt, get used to playing championship football. Cavan were the best team that we've played so far this year up until that point. So another game with them, you're never going to turn down.
After the three goals for Cavan, the full back line came under scrutiny. Were you under pressure to last Sunday?
We knew ourselves. We're not going to, external pressure is not going to worry us too much. We were disappointed ourselves with conceding three goals. But you know, we had a look at them. We seen what we could do about them. There was a bit of luck in some of it and mistakes and a wee bit of everything. So all we can do is try and cancel out the mistakes and hope that any team down the line doesn't.
And tell me, finally, you know, as we said, you've played Donegal. You know, they've proved to be your nemesis in recent seasons. You know, you've been pretty close. What have you learned from those games? What do you think it's going to take on Sunday?
I suppose just better execution from us. We need to make less mistakes in what we're trying to do, take our scoring chances when we get them, and put a lot more pressure on them whenever they're trying to get through on the ball. There's no way of saying this is how you beat Donegal or any team. There's no perfect game plan. It's just working out what you're going to do and trying to put it through as best as possible.
And tell me, how important for you and for the team and the squad and everybody would an Ulster title be?
It'd be great. Suppose you look at Donegal back in 2011 when they won their first, and when Monaghan won their first year, that's what they've had, and that's what we're really striving for that victory.